Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's popping, my niggas. Waiting for Sean right quick. We're going to take just a half and 15 minutes here to talk Mook. And T-Rex, Queen Slip just dropped his family track on his station right quick. I was able to talk to Murder Mook briefly on the phone for a little bit. Waiting for Sean right quick. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Let me get the bro right in here. Sean, what's good, my nigga?
What's good? What's popping?
Salutations, my G. Let's just get right into this shit, man. Queenslip just dropped a track on his channel called Family. First of all, I don't even think it's a diss record. Let me say that first off the rip. When I heard the track, Sean, the first thing that came to my mind was the track that Beanie Siegel had when he was talking to Hov. It wasn't a diss record. It's a real record where he's kind of like spilling the beans on how he feels about the situation with the Dot Mob situation. Now, the funny thing about this is I spoke to Murder Mook about 20 minutes ago on the phone. He don't really want to do shows right now. He's not on that type of time right now. The track obviously was a march. And he told me, this is coming from Murder Mook, he told me I could say this on the show, that he let Rex hear the track already. So when Rex is on Queen's Flip show, like he act like he ain't hear it. Son say he let him hear it already. He just gave Queen's Flip right now the green light to release the track. Your thoughts, sir?
I agree with you. I don't think it was a diss track at all. I think it was him just talking about the timeline of their relationship and how it started as we're rappers, how Rex was the one who was doing it first. And he made it clear that once Mook got the Smack DVD love first, things started to change. But he made it clear that the reason why Rex, you know, to me, it's not a diss. You're talking about Rex can talk that street shit better than anybody because his older brothers, you know, he learned it from them, so he could talk it. He was great at words. I mean, I personally didn't find it. I agree with you. It was reality rap. It was real rap. You know what I'm saying? What took away the how great the track could have been was that he's yelling out April 8th. I need to see you do something April 8th. So clearly,
and we know. Right. Okay. I know where you're going. Okay.
So clearly, you made this track and you did not intend to release it. And the only
April 8th. But to piggyback what you say, my brother, April 8th is also, I believe, when Shine and Rex battle.
Yeah, right. He was basically saying, okay, show me what you got versus the person you created. Right? And, It wasn't diss track. It was good. I mean, Mook was showing he could rap, like real good.
Yeah,
like,
he can.
I enjoyed him rapping. Like that was nice to hear. And
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick before you go in. I know you heard both these niggas rap on tracks before. Mook or Rex, who do you prefer to hear on a track?
So far they're equal to me, because T-Rex.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
I think Rex is trash on
tracks.
I disagree. The last time we heard them go back and forth on Bad Guys on that Clue when they was rhyming over
that was Shine.
On the Clue mixtape. In 2015, Mook and Rex rapped over Deep Cover, and Rex was real good on it. I have no problem with Rex on beats, and I'm gonna keep it real. I got songs with Rex, Shells, Remy Ma.
Nigga said Shells.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
You know
nigga
saying?
Said Shells.
Like Rex's work with Ron Browse was enjoyable to me. I never thought. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. I never thought that's the trash.
When they go to Funkmaster Flex and he throw beats on and got to go rhyme for rhyme, bar for bar, and just throw some instrumentals on, I think I'd rather hear Mook than Lex.
Okay. That doesn't. Listen, I have no problem with that. I'm a fan of Mook rhyming too, but I don't have a problem with Rex. Rex is not trash to me on wax at all.
Right.
He can actually rap on wax. That's what I'm saying.
Now, Sean, I asked Mook when I had him on the phone off air, why, you know, people are going to ask the question of why you give Queenslip the green light now to drop it. You know what I'm saying? I'm paraphrasing now. It just sounded like Mook was trying to tell me that basically he didn't really feel too much when Rex was talking to Queenslip, certain things he was saying. So that's basically why he's giving the green light. You know what I mean? Can I get him to release it?
I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to talking shit in interviews, I'm a fan of T-Rex's talking shit interviews. One of
Facts.
My favorite
Definitely.
Interviews. One of my favorite
interviews.
No,
he got that over Mook. He got that over Mook.
And I enjoy that about him. After Summer Madness 2, him and Mook did a vlog, and they were just talking shit. And
in the whip,
T-Rex
right?
T-Rex
in the whip?
Shit, yeah, in the whip.
That was hilarious. See, real niggas... Battle Rap fans, hold on, Battle Rap fans, what Sean is talking about, please, if you've never seen this, that shit was dope. When they was both in the whip, sipping on some drinks, and they was talking about Ill and Verb. That shit was classic, my nigga. This nigga brought it back.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in terms of Rex talking shit. So my thing with this diss track is this simple. Well, this reality rap, I'm talking to you track, is that he told you, he didn't like how it was sounding. Let's be clear. We know Rex can really talk that shit. Rex was being mad vague and talking around the world. Like, we had to decipher what he meant on that Queenslip interview. You know, he seems to dig it. We had to pick it and put pieces of the puzzle together to figure out what he meant, what he was talking about. Like, we know when T-Rex wants to talk that shit, he can really talk it. But I guess because this is like a family situation, he's not going that crazy.
But also, Sean, Mook ain't diss him when he's on when I talked to him off air. He didn't diss him. He had no, like, you know, Mook, he wasn't hyped up. No shit like that. No fuck you, Rex. I mean, he didn't even say fuck you, Rex, on the track. So why did he say that on the phone? And also, I want to ask him about Shine. I asked him, what's your relationship with Shine? Because to the world, it's like Rex and Shine was boys, and then he invited him in the mob. And Mook basically said that, you could say that. But he said he never had no issues with Shine.
I could understand that. Mm-hmm. I always felt it was Rex and Shine that had the relationship. And the reason why is because Rex and Shine battle in the modern era of what we call battle rap. The post-Smack DVD era of battle rap, Rex and Shine actually rap. You know, Mook would be on stage with them a lot of times, but it was Rex and Shine who rapped. You know, the classic battle, one of Rex's classic battles against Hitman Holla, Shine battled on that card too and caught a body. Okay? Against Big Will. Okay? So, Rex and Shine, to me, always had the big brother, little brother relationship. And there's no diss to Shine. It's just that Rex is just older, you know. So I could see how they were closer. And Kayshawn said it. It was the Rex versus Mukasa battle that made him want to do this. So that's the relationship.
Rex is going to be on the Alpha Omega card coming up in August with Awesome, Cody Lux and all that. What's your thoughts on that, brother? Are you happy to see Rex back in the ring? Mm-hmm. I know you're one of the few battle rap fans who don't shit on Rex.
I am happy to see Rex back in the ring. I like that Arsenal has developed his relationships and he gets Rex. Arsenal has always gotten Rex to battle. That is because they have a relationship, a business working relationship. I mean, the fact that he battled Rad B.
Battle Arsenal.
The fact
Rad B.
The fact that he battled, what up? The fact that he battled Rad B, meaning this is a favor for you, Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. Mm. Of course, a bag is involved. But Rex wouldn't do it if he didn't have that relationship with Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Because remember,
right.
He missed that battle and had to reschedule it. You know? When he had to reschedule Danny Myers, he took his sweet time. You know what I'm saying? He rescheduled this one quick, fast, and hurry. So So I have no problem with Rex being on this card. I fuck with
All right,
card,
3 minutes here before 3 minutes before we go into other topics. Who would you want to see him battle? I'm going to throw a name to you first. Would it make sense for Rex and Sirius Jones to battle?
Only if there's some grudge that they need to settle, a back-in-the-day grudge. If there's like a back-in-the-day grudge that they need to settle, like, yeah, I was better than you in the DVD era. No, I was better than you in the DVD era. Let's settle it now. Fine.
But I'm pretty sure they both feel that way, though, son. Come on. This is Rex and Sirius Jones.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they both feel that way.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But me, I want Rex in his element, street shit, street talk shit. So I want him to battle a battle rapper who talks street talk. You know, that's the type of shit
so,
I like.
So who makes sense then? Who makes sense here for Rex to battle on the Omega Carnivus on some street shit? I agree with you. Yeah, I'm not, you know, you don't want to see him battle a Chilla Jones. No shade of Chilla. But you're not the only Rex and Chilla, you know, shit like that.
Well, who's your name? You got a couple of names.
I don't know. Sirius Jones is the first name that came to mind, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
But remember, there are URL battlers that he can't battle on this card because it's an Arsenal card. So
yeah, but not the young boys. He could get a veteran over there. It can't be the Twerks and the JCs and the Chesters and shit like that. But the Verbs and the Hitman, not you know those names I'm throwing out there are names you know. They're not under contract right
yeah.
now. They could freelance.
Yeah, I understand that, but he battled them. So I'm just saying
those kind of names, not those particular brothers, obviously. Just those kind of names is what I'm saying.
Well, put it this way. I would want him to do it against a guy who could talk that street shit with him because I like how he talks that shit, you know?
Mm.
Did he battle Suge yet?
Dude, Rex and Suge battle. I don't think they battle each other, but I think there's a respect factor with them too, though. And Suge's battling Head Ice anyway.
Right.
He's battling Head Ice on that card.
All right. So we don't know who Rex is
battling. No, we don't know who Rex is battling. There's no announcement. They have not thrown the name out there unless I'm sleeping under a bridge or something. I have not heard. I've never heard that his name
was
in a battle.
There are some names that Arsenal puts on a lot of his cards. One of them is Osolo.
My nigga, really?
No,
really?
I'm just telling you people that he puts on his card. He puts Osolo
on
his card.
If you ever think of Potter Rex or Osolo, man, don't do that. Do us a favor. Don't do us no favors in my camera or voice, man. We good off that, man. All
right, I'm just saying.
One nigga bring two niggas, three niggas bring four? Nah, I'm good off that, B.
All
right. Good off Osolo. That'd be it. That's like, oh my God. All right, well, that's what it is, man. So we both agree that the track for Murder Mook Family is not a diss track. It just seemed like there's some rhymes in there that you could be like, he kind of played Rex. He might have made it sound like Rex was jealous of other niggas, shit like that. He, in a way, he ain't diss him, but he kind of dissed him, you know.
Yeah, but I think he built him up, and then he built him up by giving
and
him
slapped him up and down.
And then,
right.
But then was I want to see what you're going to do April 8th. Like, you know what I'm saying? So to me, I didn't get this out of it. But the thing I did get out of it is the reason why I like reality raps or diss tracks so much is because I think it brings out the best in the MC. Like they really put thought into it, and they really want to show what they can do. But that competition is there. So that's why I always love diss tracks.
Right, okay. All right, well, we off that right quick. Let's talk about, I thought it was funny when I heard this. First of all, on Joe Budden podcast, shout out to Joe Budden, Rory, and Maul, because when I heard the SoundCloud shit, Maul was saying that he bumped into Kanye when he was in L.A., so he was the first person to leak that story out. And I guess the conversation he had with Kanye was Kanye's, you know, had a few choice words by Jay-Z. Fast forward to today. Complex put some shit out that reportedly that Kanye has a track coming at Jay-Z, a diss track, allegedly. I chuckle at that. I think that's hilarious. Hey, Kanye, who's going to help you? Rhyme Fest, Are you going to ask Consequence to help you with the bars? Or let me guess, Designer? Fuck out of here, man. Go ahead, man.
Well,
let me hear your 1-2 on this bullshit.
So you want, so Kanye West, to you, is not qualified to make a diss track to Hov, even though he's already made a reality rap to Hov called Big Brother, which is him just stating the facts. You know, I did a song with Coldplay, then you did a song with Coldplay. Is that a fact? Did that not happen? You know, so
what?
So my point is,
what does that mean?
Kanye already went at Hov on Big Brother with reality rap, but he just stated what's happening. So now let's fast forward to 2017. Kanye West is an iconic genius.
Oh, God. Iconic shit.
Bug the fuck out, but he is an icon. But he is an icon in music, and he's a genius. Whether you like his music or not, Kanye West's impact on music is
My nigga, I'm just talking about the fucking diss track that he's trying to play himself dropping, man. Why are you playing yourself? Why don't you go on these fucking rants on these fucking shows and talk about, you ain't coming to my wedding. You ain't coming to my wedding. Why didn't you walk the aisle? Because he didn't want to be there, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you, you weirdo, man. Crazy ass nigga, man. Fuck out of here, yo. Diss track. What are you going to say, eh? What are you going to say? Huh?
Well, if anybody...
Weren't you the unloyal nigga? Weren't you the unloyal nigga when we all sat here, me and Sean, watched the same fucking video when fucking Dane put the fucking rock chain on your chest? It wasn't Hov. And when they broke up, you slid with Hov? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Kanye West is the one rapper / musician or whatever he wants to call himself who has the stature to make a Jay-Z diss song. When I say stature, meaning music media outlets will treat it very seriously. You see, if it's somebody from the mumble rap generation, everybody's going to completely dismiss them. How dare that they have no right to fuck with Hov. But to all you guys who like Beanie Siegel, to get the Truth album, Kanye West Productions on that. So that's like 2000, right? So in 2017, I think Kanye's put in enough body of work where he has the actual status to go at Hov. And people are not going to look at him like, who the fuck is Kanye to go at Hov? He's a nobody. Nobody can say that.
First of all, see, when niggas say diss tracks, are we going to have a song where he's saying a song and then he drops a few lines, or he's going to go full throttle? Like 16 bars coming at Hov. Because if it's some light shit in my T-Rock voice, I don't want to hear that.
So that is why I don't know how to view this. You know, does he have something in his stash and he just plans to never release it and he wants to just throw a little bug out there to see how the blogosphere, the world reacts to it? Well, it's a big deal. Complex put it out there, so everybody knows this diss track is out there. Allegedly. Listen.
Let me guess. You're looking forward to this. Let me guess, you're looking forward to this, aren't you?
Let me just say this. I'm one of the few people who has honesty, no fear, to say, Jay-Z, you don't got the juice like that.
Oh, shut the hell up with that crazy shit you be talking about. So let me guess. Kanye has it, right? Kanye has the juice, right?
No. This is what I mean by it.
With that terrible... Yeah.
This is what I mean by it. Hov does not dictate what is happening in hip-hop.
Well, he can fool me when all these niggas are talking about him, despite nothing. I just seen a Meek Mill interview where he's bigging up Hov. I just seen 21 Savage bigging up Hov. And people are asking these niggas questions about that. Meek Mill came out there and said, we need shit like this for the young. 21 Savage said, yeah, man, I'm going to start doing real estate and all that shit. So them young boys are listening, man. They in their feelings. Jay-Z is somewhere in the air, not hearing these niggas talk and bitching and complaining, and they're complaining. So advantage who, my nigga? He got niggas in their feelings. Are rappers in their feelings over Jay-Z? We did a segment on that,
Advantage Hendrix. Advantage Hendrix. And for all y'all who don't
know who I'm talking
about,
I refuse to put Future. I refuse to put Future and Jay-Z in the same breath. I refuse to do it. They're not even the same stratosphere.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
They're not even the same stratosphere, nigga.
Let me ask you a question.
What are you talking about?
Let me ask you a question now, G-Wise. Has Steph Curry made a name for himself in the NBA for you?
Yes, sir.
Has he made a name? In three fucking years, Steph Curry has made a phenomenal name for himself. Number one selling jersey in the NBA for the last 3 years. Had the highest paid contract.
You're comparing Future to Steph Curry? Is that what you're doing?
No. In terms of lit, yeah.
Does Future even have a classic album? Does Future have a classic album or song that's out here? I've never heard nobody say Future got a classic album. No one's ever said Future got an album that's going to stand the test of time. I've never heard that conversation.
I'm telling you this right now. You cannot write the history of modern pop music for the last 7 years and not rap and not mention.
Okay, so Jay-Z been relevant since 1996 to 2017. True or false?
True.
Okay.
True.
Future. If he could last that long, holler back at me, my nigga. Holler back at me in 2034, maybe, and we can have
the
discussion
again.
He doesn't
have to, because his run, he's in
the fuck he
needs
to have to when
run.
You call him fucking Hendrick.
Because he is. Hendrick is his inspiration, and he does that. See, here's the thing. Now
I cannot believe you're sitting here on the show. Big enough that shit, talking about Hendrick. His name is Future, man. Let's be clear.
So
let's
wait
not
a minute.
Compare
so,
to Jimmy
so
Hendrix,
now
first
all of a
all.
Sudden rappers. So now all of a sudden, Jay-Z could call himself Hova, which is naming himself after God. God MC. His name
that,
is Jay-Z.
God MC. Hold on. Don't you leave it apart
what
out to the public. He says himself in rhyming status, in rhyming ways. He says he's Jehovah when it comes to
I'm
rapping.
I'm quoting Jay-Z. Well, they call me Jehovah because the flow is religious. That's Jay-Z's words. Hold
yes,
with God.
The flow is religious, nigga. Because the flow.
Words.
I love that
God.
Line, too.
So
say that, can you do
so
a favor? Can you say that line again? No, say that line again.
Which one? Hope of the God? Do you
hard.
Believe? Which one?
Nah, the flow is flow.
So the point I'm trying to make is rappers always name themselves after some extravagant someone. Mike Jordan, the rap, outside Jay working. Now watch how quickly I drop 50. That's a hold line.
You know what? I chuckle that you quoting Jay-Z lines so much. Do me a favor. Quote me some hot Future bars. Go ahead. I need you to do it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen.
I'm waiting. You're on the clock, nigga.
I'm not talking about quoting
Future
bars.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is that Future is the king of lit. That may mean nothing to you, but that means something to DJs. It means something to radio stations. It means something to
I'm not
DJs
a radio. I'm not a radio guy, and I'm not a DJ. I don't behind the wheels and steal my guy. I do a show here for PSA podcast with you. I'm a fucking nigga that talks hip hop, and I respect what Future does. And don't get me wrong, when I'm out with the wife and we somewhere in a place where they're serving alcoholic beverages, you know, they playing Future, I will bounce my head. Facts, but that's just when I'm in a setting.
Let me tell you how great Future is. Future didn't beg for the Jay-Z song Out the Keys. That was all DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled had to say, I have to do something with Jay-Z to make
how
it.
How we get to Future when Kanye's like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
No, the point I'm trying to make is that Yeezus, if Future don't have the resume or the status, Yeezus does. Because
who's Yeezus?
We're talking 03. We talk old thing, but we talk from his production days and the documented because based, we know that he was ghost producing in the late 90s. When he was actually getting producer credit, it starts with the truth. It starts with
so hold on. Let me ask you a question. You're cool with Kanye doing rants and all that crazy shit? You co-sign that?
Yes, I do. Absolutely co-sign it. Artistic freedom.
Word.
I'm someone.
You co-sign Kanye shit on your man's on stage. You co-sign that?
1,000%. When it comes to hip hop,
wow, y'all hear this nigga? Do y'all hear this nigga short tonight? Yeah, man.
The day I don't co-sign rappers using artistic freedom to express and say whatever the fuck
artistic
they want.
Artistic freedom? Wait a minute.
The day I stop liking hip-hop, okay? The day I get mad because 50's on stage ranting about somebody like he does. When DMX gets on there and does his long rants when he wants to, you know, rappers do this. Now all of a sudden because Kanye does
sir,
his rant.
Sir, the difference is, the difference is between Kanye and DMX and 50 is this. Jay-Z and Kanye are supposed to be boys, my nigga. 50 didn't air out Banks on stage, even though 50 did have that phone conversation tape with Young Buck. I never liked that. But that's neither here nor there. And DMX ain't never shit on the Locks and D.N.Y. and Swizz on fucking stage like that, my nigga. Even when he was fucking going crazy out in the streets. And DMX is on drugs. DMX is on drugs, and he still didn't spaz on his niggas, and he was on drugs.
Let me ask you, DMX ever shit on hold? Did DMX ever shit on hold?
Were they boys like that? Was it safe to say that Kanye and Jay-Z were much more closer than Is it safe to say that DMX, that Kanye West and Jay-Z are much more closer than DMX and Jay-Z was?
No.
You're bugging the fuck out, man. You're bugging the fuck out.
And I'll tell you why.
What, because of a Hard Night Light tour? Because of a tour?
No. I'm going to tell you why.
In front of some Muslim nigga? Come on, dude.
I'm going to tell you why. Because on Big Brother, Kanye made it clear that I thought we was cool. I did all this together, and you wanted me to pay to go see a Madison Square Garden tour, right? After working with you on three albums, being an in-house Rockefeller producer for three straight years, but obviously that meant nothing to you. Then he rants again, how close can me and you be when me, my kids, and their kids and never play together? You know what I'm saying? So the relationship is like this. Hov uses Kanye. Kanye thinks that Hov working with me artistically means me and him are close. But
How do you know that?
I'm just basing it on as an outside observer. I'm basing it on me being an outside observer. That's all I'm basing it. And then I'm basing it on what Kanye says. Yeah, but he does his rant and you didn't ask about my wife when my wife was tied up in France. My kids, they never play with your kids. I can't get a call from you. Call me. Obviously, he thinks the relationship is much closer than Jay-Z thinks the relationship is.
I need to know again, why do you feel it's necessary for that man to go on stage and do that when he could pick different outlets
to do that. When he can pick up the phone, why does anybody
you text a nigga? You get Lenny S. You call somebody in Rock Nation, Lenny S. Tata.
Guru,
I don't know.
Lenny
one
S,
of them other niggas, Grand Guru. One of them niggas. Yeah. It's, hit them niggas on the jack and be like, I need to talk to Hov. Emery.
Call
one
Emery
of them niggas. Yes. The Haven. The Haven, whatever his name is. Call him.
No. He can't call the Haven.
I know that.
And he can't call San Jose. And he can't call San Jose. They can call you that. Okay? Come on, my G.
I don't give a fuck about this track.
About
I don't care about Kanye.
You know what I want to
say,
you
bro?
Hear?
Why?
You ain't got the juice like that, homeboy. You ain't got the juice like that. That's
saying,
why.
You've been saying that for weeks. I don't understand
why
this shit.
Why have I been saying?
Because it makes no sense. And I love how you tag me with all these. And I love how you tag me with all these shit on Twitter. Oh, Jay-Z can't stop that. Who the fuck is Jay-Z trying to stop?
No, my point to you is modern hip hop that we listen to right now.
Oh boy, here we go.
He has no influence on it.
You're crazy.
So 21 Savage. Wait a minute. So 21 Savage and the Migos
went on Everyday Struggle.
Not back about track. No
son,
I'm that little Boosie
my nigga.
You don't run it like this in Louisiana, homeboy.
My nigga,
that little Boosie
Meek Mill
in Louisiana.
Meek Mill said it the best on High 97. It's a dope interview. If y'all have not seen it, I suggest y'all go watch Meek Mill interview High 97 with Ebro. It's actually a good back and forth. You could tell Meek Mill is on his grown man 1-2 right now. You could tell, you know, it is what it is. And he's saying that, yes, when he plays the 4-4 album in front of the young boys, they don't really be feeling it. But he said he feels it because we need that. The young boys need to hear that shit. They need to hear that. They do need to hear that.
So isn't that what I've been saying the whole time?
the youth just ain't fucking with that shit.
Not all the youth.
And that's all I've been trying to say,
but it's not,
man,
for the youth. But my nigga, and I've been trying to tell you, brother, that album is not for your daughter and my daughter and my son, my nigga. It's not for them.
Then that's fucked up. Then that's fucked up. Because
what do you mean it's fucked up?
Stage of hip-hop. I'm going to tell you why it's fucked up.
Oh, okay, so you want Jay-Z to rap to 17-year-olds now? That he should rap to 17-year-olds?
This is what I want.
They got Mohawks. They got Mohawks. They'll wear Mohawks and all that shit. And with red in the hair and all that shit. That's the crowd he should talk to. Then y'all going to be telling him, oh, get in your grown man. Once you the same man said, get in your grown man shit.
Who wear blonde in the hair? Why don't you talk to the guys Kwame did? They have blonde streaks in their hair. Talk to that age group. Talk to that age group. Can you?
He's not talking to famous Dex and them niggas, man. It's not for them kind of niggas, B. It's not.
All I know is thank you, Meek Mills, for validating what I've been telling everybody. Hip hop is youth driven. I know you guys swear it's not, but I'm telling you it is.
Youth driven. The youth run hip hop. We know that.
And the thing is, and Jay-Z's album does not resonate with the youth. That's what I'm saying.
Not, my nigga.
Did you see
21 Savage's face?
Why does that upset people when I highlight that? Pusha T as a 40-year-old rapper, his music resonates with the youth. And he's 40. And it resonates when you hear King Kush. It resonates. Rosé, his music still resonates with the youthful generation. Jay-Z's music, his lyricism, his flow does not resonate.
And all those niggas you talking about, they look at Jay as the big homie. The big homie. They, like, to them niggas, that's the, when Ross is in the room with Meek and Wale, he's the big homie. When Jay-Z walks in that room right now, he's Ross's big homie, Meek's big homie, and Wale's big homie. Facts, nigga. And that's how it is.
Fine.
And that's what Meek...
Fine, but the difference is they make music that resonates with today's youth, and he doesn't. That's the difference.
You don't think some of the youth like 444 at all? I'm not saying all the youth, but I think there's a percentage of the young niggas that like that album.
Let me tell you why, man. I keep asking my nephew.
Meek Mill is 30 years old. He's 30. He said that's all he's playing is 444, my nigga.
Let me explain something to you about Meek, okay?
Yo, watch your mouth on my son, Meek, man.
Okay.
Don't do my nigga Meek like that, son.
Shout out to Meek,
dropping the album tonight.
Hold up. Here's the difference, Meek. You fucking with me.
Yo, why you saying a nigga's name like that, son? Why you saying a name like you about to go in tonight?
I'm not going in on him. But my point is this. You can talk or you listen to his whole hope all you want, but I see you make a song with Thugger. You know who Thugger is? That's Young Thug. Okay? I see you make a song with Lil Uzi Vert. I see you make a song with Quavo. I see you embracing the young boys.
He does.
You be on your grown man shit and don't rap with them. Because all you got to do is make your Dream Chaser 4 and don't have any songs.
My nigga,
with them.
No, Meek says he talks for the young niggas. Meek says he talks for the young niggas. That's on the come up. That's what he says. Yes, he raps for. But he still could appreciate
a
mature
Meek,
album.
I know what you're not doing. You're not talking about building blocks. You're not talking about, you know what I'm saying? You're not talking about credit. You're not talking about none of that shit. Okay? You shit's garbage. You trying to kick knowledge?
Yo, don't do my son Meek like that, son. Don't do my nigga Meek like that, B.
I'm not
for real.
Meek like that.
Yo,
I'm saying
quick.
I fuck with Meek's music. But Meek, you ain't making 444 music. You making music for today that resonates with today.
I'm going on record right now and saying that Kanye allegedly diss track is not going to be that great. It's going to be a couple bars. It's not going to be a whole song. I guarantee that. They're going
to
hype it up. You're going
to
have a few slick lines, and that's it.
I need to hear it, and I will give you the real official breakdown on why everything he's saying is a fact.
I'm really glad that you're willing to give me the official breakdown. I appreciate you're willing to give me the official breakdown when it comes out. No, nigga, I don't have the official breakdown with you, bro.
Because nobody else will. You motherfuckers act like Hov walks on water, like he's really.
Nobody says that, bro.
And he don't hear niggas corny raps. You really
said that?
That he's really.
I've never said that. I've gone to the show. Niggas, wax your ears out, man. I've also been critical of Jay-Z. I don't like every Jay-Z album. Let me throw this out here. Not every Jay-Z album is a classic. Okay.
Tell everybody in 1996 what fellow artist from Brooklyn that you listened to more than whole.
Smooth Hustler.
Explain.
Just love throwing it out there.
No,
my nigga, Broken Lounge was everything. Broken Lounge is everything, man. What's the product?
It's an undisputed hip hop classic.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
So,
but
so
as time goes on,
there's some reality right there. There's some reality right there. Like, no,
you mean there's some reality right there.
Here's the reality. Know everybody, me, and Dre, and Three Letterman were around in 1996. You know, working, could buy what we wanted to, knew what life was about. And there were a lot of artists we liked better than Hov, and we've moved out. Now, let Hov, when Reasonable Doubt came out, hip hop changed. It was this album that came out, and yo, niggas didn't know about hustling. We ain't know nothing about none. Hov was spitting game, man. He was spitting that hustler lifestyle. That's the way he rewrites history. So, come on, Yeezus, come on with this official breakdown. Come on, Yeezus.
Fucking an official break.
Because you can do it. You got the resume, you got the stature.
What resume? Wait, hold on. Kanye's not popping like that no more, my dude. Let's be clear. Like,
niggas ain't out here going crazy
for Kanye West joint no more.
Does Kanye have as many classic albums as Hov?
I totally disagree with that. You want to play that game?
I'm asking.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I want to play that game.
No, you don't. Not at
I'm
all.
Saying
nah.
He does. I'm saying he does.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. You can make You can make a case that Kanye has four classic albums, maybe five.
You're reaching now, bro.
Okay. Graduation, Late Registration.
It's not a classic.
Wait, listen.
Graduation was a classic.
Kanye fans, it is a classic. To Kanye West fans, to music industry,
my nigga, I am a Kanye West fan.
It's a classic.
I'm a Kanye.
So
I like Kanye at that time.
Everyday struggle. Joe Budden had no idea My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was considered a classic by so many people. Because when it
me neither, because I didn't know it was that classic. Like, everybody's going crazy over that until you came on the show and fucking went bananas on me talking about I'm bugging the fuck out for not pursuing that album.
But the same thing happened with Joe Budden, because he went out there and tried to say the same thing. And a lot of people consider that a Kanye West classic album. I'm one of them, right? I consider that classic. I also consider his first three album classic. That's four classics. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I consider 808
Don't play yourself.
A genius
Don't play
album.
Yourself.
Wait, let me tell you why. Wait.
So what's the difference between a genius album and a classic? Because I like how you try to I know you, nigga.
You try to throw a nice word in there.
I'm going to tell you why.
Because the 808 and Heartbreak album was the blueprint to modern hip-hop today. If you listen to Travis Scott, if you listen to any of these dudes, everything that they do is from 808s. With Love Lockdown, remember that album? When Kanye West did the whole album damn near auto-tune? That is modern hip-hop today. That's how influential
I don't like that shit.
So,
I don't like that shit.
I understand that. But that is a groundbreaking, visionary album because it is current hip-hop. The current
I know, because all these mumble rap ass, because all these mumble rapping ass niggas now want to get 808. If they have an 808 on there, but when your man Little Uzi Vert, Little Uzi Vert was on fucking Hot 97, and they was like, you better not give me no fucking boom bap beat. You better give me 808. I'm like, all right, nigga, here we go. So I get it, my nigga.
So my point is Kanye got five.
I disagree.
Kanye
I say two.
Kanye West has five. Yo, for you to say Kanye West has two classic albums is amazing. I'll tell you this. Nobody going to co-sign that one.
I'm pretty sure they won't, but that's okay.
Nobody
I have College Dropout as a classic, and I have Late Registration as a classic. Graduation was a dope album, four mics. That's not a classic in my opinion.
Graduation
what was that
as a classic. I have five mics.
Graduation is five mics. Is graduation five mics? You're fucking crazy, nigga.
You know why? Well, you got the good life. That was great. Production on the album crazy. That's, remember, that's the album with Big Brother. That's the album with Flashlight, Flashing Lights. Oh, that's
not one of my favorite songs though. I like Late Registration, Kanye. My favorite Kanye West album is Late Registration.
Good Life. Good Life album.
Barry Bonds joint. All right.
Yeah, that was good. Yo, my man, that was a great album. That's not what happened, Big Brother. And Flashing Light, man. That was
Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Album.
Can't Tell Me Nothing. Yeah, Can't Tell Me Nothing, right?
Yo, come on, my man. Are you serious? You going to tell me
that? I
don't
think it was a classic, though. Four mics. A strong four mics.
No, classic, right? My Beautiful Dark Fantasy is a certified classic, in my opinion.
Y'all niggas kill me with that My Dark Fantasy, man. That's five mic
album.
Yo, really
that
classic.
Album his,
y'all just throwing the word classic
me,
around like it's all good.
To me, that's him being a genius, that album. That album was the height of his genius, right? And like I said, 808 and Heartbreaks. 808 and Heartbreaks is the blueprint to today's hip-hop. That's how influential. It's one of the most influential albums of the last decade.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
That's just my opinion. So I'm telling you this right now, Kanye West. Well, here's the thing. Jay-Z
ain't fucking with old
sure
albums. He ain't fucking with Blueprint. He ain't fucking with Blueprint, Reasonable Doubt.
Right, I'm
not like
my
album.
Own. I'm not fucking with my own
None
beat.
Of them shits.
Wait a minute. I'm not fucking
None
with my
of them
beat.
Shits.
I'm not fucking with my own beat. You mean he's not fucking with his own
what?
With his own right? He's not fucking with his own. That's like this that's yo, Richard said is like DJ Premier saying, yo, I ain't fucking with yo, Jay Woody Damage
nigga,
first album.
Which Kanye West album is better than Reasonable Doubt? I'll wait. Which Kanye West album is better than Reasonable Doubt? I'll wait.
Just first album.
Oh, nigga, you're fucking crazy. College Dropout is not better than Reasonable Doubt, my nigga. Not in my opinion.
Why not? Wait, why not? Why isn't it?
Because it's not.
What is the criteria? What is the criteria?
My criteria is which album I listen to more and give me that feel more.
Okay.
And I don't really got to skip
okay,
too many
not,
joints. I don't got to skip. I'm not saying College Dropout is on fire. Cause I know niggas
okay.
Listen to this show got wax in the ear sometimes. They hear you say one thing and they think you're dissing a nigga. No, I'm just saying Reasonable Doubt is better than any Kanye West album that, in my opinion, that's just me. You say College Dropout is better than Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint?
People, Kanye West fans can make a very credible argument and I won't disagree with them. And I will not disagree with them. What the fuck are you saying that since Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint came out, no album in the last 20 fucking years is better than your two albums?
That's
sound
not
like
what I said, nigga. That's not what I said, nigga. Chill out. That's not what I said, B. Relax. In my Nori voice, relax, nigga. The fuck are you talking about? I ain't say that, B. I'm just saying that, yo. Bottom line is this, my nigga. Yay. You can save the diss track, my nigga. Nobody really want to hear that shit, man.
I want to hear it. I need to hear it. The world needs to hear it. Shout out to Boosie. Shout out to Future Hendrix.
Yo.
Shout out to Lonzo.
Okay.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball. Shout out to Lonzo Ball.
Wait a minute.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball.
Hold on.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball. He's going to be one of the most. Shout out to Lonzo Ball, who's going to be one of the most influential basketball players of the next 20 years. Shout out to Lonzo Ball.
Yeah,
there's
Sean jumping out the window.
Shout
he jumps
Lonzo
out the window, y'all, sometimes. He jumps out the window sometimes. It's one of those moments.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball.
Can we get the young.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball. Shout out to Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball talking about 21 Savage album is better than Jay-Z. He's supposed to say that, so I ain't mad at him for that. All this shit.
And you
want
to hear something?
Can I say something though?
And you want to hear something?
Hold on, before
you
go.
Before you go,
hold on. I want to salute 21 Savage on this, brother. I'm gonna actually listen to your album. You know why I'm gonna listen to your album, 21 Savage? Because I listened to your interview on the Breakfast Club, and then I saw you on Everyday Struggle today, and I just like how the young brother carry himself. He still got that savage mentality. You know what I'm saying? He like he'll rob you and shit, and still money out your mother purse. But he still, I like his interviews, man. So I'm going to peep his music tonight, in fact.
Good. I want you to start embracing the new embracing the hip-hop.
I do embrace it. Maybe not
oh,
like you
way,
do
by the way,
as much as
by
you
the
do.
Way,
I, but,
so check this out. So
yeah.
Check this out. When I want to hear No ID with an MC, I'm going to listen to No ID with Common. That's just me. I kind of like their chemistry better
Where'd
than him
from?
And Hov.
Where'd that come from?
I'm just telling you how I feel. Oh, you a hater. You mean to tell me you like Resurrection better than 444? Yeah, I do, because it was a better album. Who want to debate that? Anybody old enough to debate
my
that?
That's a bad comparison. That's a bad comparison. Compare 444, which is more introspective.
I'm comparing
his
No ID's work versus No ID's work.
My nigga, those beats, hold on, let's be clear right now. Some of those beats on Resurrection, respectfully, they're outdated.
Really?
Some of them.
Really?
Nah, I used to love them, my nigga. Some of the beats.
Yo.
Nigga, like that shit.
Check this out. Lyrically, Resurrection is a far superior album to 444. Lyrically. Anybody want to debate that? Call up Dre, you put him on there, and you let them debate that 444 is lyrically better than Resurrection by Common.
Some of these niggas probably never heard of Resurrection, so why would I do that? I'll be talking to myself.
I have a question that I told. Why did I always say you wanted to talk about my Common Sense? Just a simple question. Why did you say
Because, you know, Common is
so
nice.
Why did you say Common?
Yo, my nigga, I hate when you do this. You try to make it sound like I don't like niggas, man. Don't do that shit. I fuck
no,
with Common heavy,
want,
beat.
I'm asking a question
for
my
real.
Home.
I'm the first one to say Common.
Say
hold
Common.
On. Let me throw this out here also. I'm the nigga that also says Common Sense over Kanye West. Let me throw that out there also. But go ahead.
Agreed. Now what? I'm not even debating that. Now what? I agree.
But some niggas won't agree with that. Some niggas won't agree with that.
No,
here's what
I'll say though. Kanye West is a better. Common is a better MC and a better lyricist than Kanye West by far. There's no comparison.
Right, absolutely.
Kanye West is more, but Kanye West is more of a creative genius than Common. Way better. And the reason why I'll tell you, and the reason why that's the case, is because I'm going to say it. Kanye West saved that nigga's career with the Beat album. And I'm going to say it again to add to how great Kanye is. He did the same thing with Twista. Kanye West is a fucking genius. He's great. Because he did the Twista album.
I love the B album. The B album is fucking classic. Let me tell you the B album
is
classic.
I played that intro more than anything. In 2005, that intro came out. I played that shit nonstop. And did you hit
Kanye? Kanye was that nigga from 2004. To 2008 to me.
Oh, really? So we're just gonna ignore my beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy, right? That came out in 2010. We're gonna ignore Watch It Grown that came out in 2011. We're gonna ignore Cool Summer. Cause why we act like Cool Summer didn't come out? Why are we gonna act like Kanye wasn't his too? Are we gonna acknowledge Cruel Summer?
I'm gonna acknowledge that you're crazy for thinking Kanye got a better catalog than Jay-Z. You're fucking on drugs.
What
I don't know what the
what
fuck
you mean?
You're sniffing.
Better catalog? My man, did he not do Cool Summer? Oh, yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
Mad bangers on there.
Did Jay-Z do the Blueprint 1? Did Jay-Z do Blueprint 2?
Did you like that song with Pusha T and Go? Let's talk about Cool Summer. Did you like that song with Pusha T and Ghostface? And Kanye West?
Yeah.
Did you like that song?
Yeah.
What do you mean then? It's okay?
It's dope.
Was it 90s classic shit?
I like Pusha's verse. I ain't gonna front. Pusha's verse was mean.
I'm crazy. Crazy. The ghost came on and just nothing changed. Yeah, I really like Kanye's ear for putting beats together, putting MCs
together. Well, I just know Jay-Z's not gonna go on his live show, title shows, and live and just diss Kanye live on some dummy shit. You know? But yeah, like
salute,
that shit.
Lil Boosie. Salute to Lil Boosie. Salute to Future Hendrix. Salute to Lonzo Ball.
That's what it is, man. Take us home, my nigga.
PLT Podcast, sports, hip-hop, battle rap. Hit that subscribe button.